This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 30 of season 6, presented by Hooters. If you are in the greater Tampa Bay area, you can achieve easy online ordering by going to originalhooters.com. And we invite you to visit their newest location. It is just a minute west of the Suncoast Parkway on State Road 54 in Odessa. That's the original Hooters brand, which has 12 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Some of my favorites are, of course, the location on Hillsborough Avenue, where we have done previous Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast draft nights. The John's Pass location, which is run by a friend of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast and longtime podcast league player, Tony Metzler. Ask for him when you go to the John's Pass location. The 4th Street North location in St. Pete, where Tony used to be, has also hosted Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast events. And, of course, the original Hooters location that started it all, renovated a number of years ago. It looks great. Gulf to Bay in Clearwater. 12 original Hooters brand locations to serve you, including their newest location in Odessa. Remember, for easy online ordering, originalhooters.com. What I thought I'd do, email for podcast listeners. You can write me and ask me fantasy questions as it relates to your fantasy teams. Todd Wright Fantasy Football at gmail.com, Todd Wright Fantasy Football at gmail.com. As I record this Thursday morning, so the Thursday night game, bow wow, Panthers and Texans. So I'll kind of gloss over that. I might end up making some comment about it that's probably dated because this podcast will probably post on Friday. But I may forget that just as I'm looking at my numbers and the various charts that I use for these podcasts and for my own leagues and my own teams. I apologize for that in advance because this podcast will likely post on Friday after we have results of that Thursday night NFL Network exclusive game. Where was I going with this? Okay, so we're going to do something different for week 3. I'm not going to look ahead to each game and tell you what I'm looking for. That ran a little long last week. Let me see if I can cut it down by just going by my key positions and my standard scoring settings, which are QB, RB, and wide receiver slash tight end. So as I look at the QB board through 2 weeks, all these numbers are my 21st century standard scoring settings. Kyler Murray is QB1. Followed by Mahomes, Brady, Hurts, Daniel Jones might be available on waivers in some leagues. I understand the reluctance to pick up Daniel Jones or even play Daniel Jones because of the team he is on and just because you don't have enough to go on yet. But he does use his legs. He has 15 carries for 122 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns. Comparatively speaking, Daniel Jones has more points in my scoring settings than Lamar Jackson or Russell Wilson. Wilson follows Jones, then Jackson, then Cousins. I told you the Vikings would just be playing fantasy football this year. Derek Carr. There is some question about Carr's status for this Sunday's game against the Dolphins. My guess is he plays. No one wants to see Mr. Peterman under center, let alone John Gruden. Then Jared Goff comes in next. Of note, one of the things that I have said on previous podcasts about how Justin Herbert is a quarterback that if I'm running an NFL franchise, I would love to have Justin Herbert as my quarterback. If I'm running a fantasy football team, until shown otherwise, Justin Herbert does not strike me as a productive fantasy quarterback. Through 2 weeks, one win, one loss, and a lot of buzz about how good this kid is, which I agree with. In my 21st century standard scoring settings, Justin Herbert is QB25. All right. Sometimes what you see on the field doesn't translate to what works in fantasy football. Yes, QB25 through 2 weeks. I'm sure that will go up. But just making my point about Justin Herbert. Also, Carson Wentz may not play this week. That whole Wentz thing in Indy is off to a horrid start. So factor that in to any of your decisions as it relates to Colts players as they play at Tennessee in a Sunday early afternoon game. I think that covers, because obviously Houston's got to switch quarterbacks, which of course raised the Deshaun Watson question earlier this week. But let's move on at this point to the running back position and where we are after 2 weeks. Looking at Derrick Henry and Aaron Jones obviously had enormous explosions in week two. As a result of that, Henry, in my scoring settings, is RB1. Jones is RB3 because he did so little in Green Bay's terrible opener at Jacksonville against the Saints. Christian McCaffrey is RB2. So those of you that invested in Run CMC as the number one overall pick in the draft, you're pleased. And I hope by the time you hear this podcast, you continue to be pleased based on whatever he did in the Week 3 Monday night game. There's Nick Chubb, RB4, just getting it done. Had 12 touches last week in the Browns' victory against the Texans. I show him RB4. Dalvin Cook, Vikings playing fantasy football, RB5. Darrell Henderson. Now, Cook has a questionable tag on him. Let me click on that and see. Ankle did not allow him to participate in Wednesday's practice. Let's see. This the DNP tag sounds concerning. I'm reading this off Yahoo. But Vikings coach Mike Zimmer doesn't seem worried. Zimmer noted, Dalvin's a tough guy. If he can't play, then there's a reason why he's not playing. He makes his go, so we'll continue to play him. As long as Cook isn't a surprise inactive, Zimmer is set on giving him his usual workload. Alexander Mattison should be stashed in every league, but a touch count doesn't appear to be on the table for Cook, making Mattison nothing more than an insurance policy. That via Andrew Kramer on Twitter via NBCSportsEdge.com as of Wednesday at 5:11 p.m. So check status on Cook. It's not like Zimmer is going to be forthcoming about Cook's status. Who's the opponent in the game? Seattle. All right, so it's a quality opponent. Zimmer needs a win. I mean, he's at home against Seattle this week. Seattle travels well. Vikings 0-2. I'm guessing Cook plays, although the minute he tweaks that ankle, is he done for the game, which you hate? So just factor that all in. Keep checking status. I guess there's a chance there's and that's a 425 game, so a surprise inactive there on Dalvin Cook messes with you a little bit in terms of who you play at the running back position. Darrell Henderson, same thing. I show him currently as RB6. He went out of last week's game. And Henderson also a 425 Eastern start. So a surprise inactive there, although it wouldn't be as big of a surprise, would put Sony Michel as the top running back, albeit in what doesn't appear to be a favorable matchup. Not that I'm going to go overboard on that, against the Bucs run defense. So Cook and Henderson are the top running backs. If you own either of them, you have to keep checking status on and get as much information on as you can leading up to their game time. I showed Joe Mixon as my RB7, followed by David Montgomery. Cordarrelle Patterson, I even picked him up in one of my leagues this week. Yahoo allows you to play him at running back or at wide receiver. Two touchdowns last week in the blowout loss, but it was a blowout in the fourth quarter to Tampa Bay. Then Austin Eckler comes in next. Any other? Yeah, DeAndre Swift. You'll keep checking status on. Damian Harris listed as questionable. Eli Mitchell listed as questionable. I obviously have invested a lot in the 49er backfield. At this point, I'm not planning to play Mitchell. That could change. That's the Sunday night game against Green Bay, so that's even tougher to wait for Eli Mitchell there. So there's a quick look at where the running backs are. Okay, let's go to the wide receiver slash tight end spot in my 21st century standard scoring leagues. Tyler Lockett is number one. I think Lockett is a sell-high guy right now. if you want to make a big move and you can get equivalent or better wide receiver value or more for someone who will trade for Tyler Lockett, I'd take it. Lockett did this last year. Started extremely hot, and it just tailed off, and it really never picked up again. So I don't think you're going to find a better time to sell high on this player. I'm not saying he's not going to do anything the rest of the season, but he's wide receiver one. If you own Tyler Lockett, you picked him round... The highest you picked him was round four. The likelihood is you picked him round five, six, maybe seven. Yeah. Shop him. Maybe someone is desperate at wide receiver and thinks higher of his value and didn't see him tail off last year. Or someone has Russell Wilson and wants to stack them on their team. Again, Tyler Lockett as wide receiver one isn't going to last. Cooper Kupp is wide receiver two. Then comes Gronk. He's wide receiver slash tight end three and tight end one. As I said on the Bucks Bulletin earlier this week in a fantasy preview of Bucks Rams, Gronk right now is a hot craps table. You cannot leave. You keep pressing until he craps out. You cannot give up your spot. And that's coming from me, the person who has made tight ends the bane of fantasy football existence. Kelce is wide receiver slash tight end four. Always worthy of his value, the long, 57-yard catch and run in the loss to the Ravens on Sunday night. Deebo Samuel is five. Now, I know he had a big week one. Yeah, not so much in week two. So there was the drop-off there on Deebo. But he currently sits at wide receiver five. Then DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver six. I see a questionable tag on him. Let's see what that means. Due to rib injury, it says this from... NBCSportsEdge.com. Hopkins played through a myriad of minor injuries last year and was frequently held out of practice early in the week, so it's not time to panic yet. Through 2 weeks, Hopkins has just 10 catches for 137, although I believe he has three touchdowns. However, he currently third on his team in targets. Hopkins is in a tremendous spot versus the lowly Jaguars this week, even if he doesn't dominate Arizona's targets to the extent he did last year and improve Kyler Murray would keep Hopkins. Okay, so there's not a lot more here. On the injury, it feels like Hopkins will play, but there is a questionable tag on him due to a rib situation. Then Thielen at my wide receiver slash tight end seven, followed by Marquise Brown. I see a questionable tag on him. Let me just check that real quick. Why he went into the Chiefs game with an ankle injury. I guess that's why he's still on the injury report, but I mean, he's the top target when defenses collapse on Lamar Jackson and the Ravens running game, and it is a game at Detroit. Then TJ Hockenson. So three tight ends are showing their worth through 2 weeks. Hockenson is tight end three, and he's wide receiver slash tight end nine. Then Mike Williams for Justin Herbert, followed by Tariq Hill, who had the enormous week one, then dropped off. It was, here we go, it was a Kelce game week two, not a Hill game. Amari Cooper hurt his ribs late on the final drive for the Cowboys in their win against the Chargers. Cooper, a limited participant in Thursday's practice, so I have this updated as of the time of this broadcast. Let's see. And yeah, he has an extra 24 hours because it's not until the Monday night game. So keep checking status on that. I think Cooper will go, especially with that extra day to prepare. Jamar Chase off his big week one still sits just outside the top 10 in my settings. Brandon Cooks has produced total of 14 touches, 210 yards and a touchdown. But now, it's hard to step down any further than Tyrod Taylor, but it looks like the Texans have done that. You will have more information on this by the time of this broadcast. Godwin follows that. Sterling Shepard follows that. Almost 40 wide receiver slash tight ends last week scored double-digit points in my 21st century standard scoring settings. That's standard. 40. That's basically twice as many as running backs. Again, I'm showing you the value of wide receivers over running backs. And I'm going to continue to do that this year. Now you might say, well, see, this just furthers the point. You have to draft running backs early. Not when half of them that get you double-digit points each week are the guys you wouldn't draft as RB1s or RB2s. That counters your argument. Okay, so did we cover it all? I think we did. Yep, we went QB, RB, wide receiver, rather than going game by game. I can answer any of your individual questions at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Yeah, I mean, Zach Pascal not only has an injury designation, but also might be taking, is it Brett Hundley who might have to play quarterback for the Colts? So if Pascal, who's been touchdown dependent, just 9 catches, 3 touchdowns. Anyone else done anything like that? Lockett, 3 touchdowns on 12 catches. Pascal, 3 touchdowns on 9 catches, just 81 yards. So, yeah, if you rostered Pascal, I don't imagine you played him week 1. You might have pushed him in there week 2, although I don't think so. I don't think you're in a rush to push him in week 3 if Brett Hundley is playing quarterback, just based on all the available information. Again, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Let me give some quick commentary in my leagues to who is doing well and who's not doing so well. Let me start with Podcast League AFL. Podcast League AFL. The battle up top. Well, I have 3 teams that are undefeated. Kevin of the Locked On Rays podcast, very astute fantasy player, smart guy. Not surprising to me, Kevin is off to a 2-0 start. Scott from Payway, who catered our fantasy draft night, is also off to a 2-0 start. Been very active on waivers. Wow, Scott has made 10. No, I'm sorry. Scott is, at this point, the lowest in the waiver claims. It's Chris Martin, who is 0-2, who has made 10 waiver claims. One of 3 teams off to a 0-2 start, including the captain and my friend Greg out of Ocala. And then Dan is also 2-0. So that's what's going on in the AFL. 3 2-0s, 3 0-2s, 4 at 1-1. In the NFL podcast league, Ira Kaufman is losing sleep over the fact that he keeps scoring a lot of points and losing head-to-head. I reminded Ira this is why the last playoff spot is guaranteed to the team with the most points that doesn't get in on wins. So Ira just keeps scoring. The Kaufmaniacs are 0-2. I'm amused at how much Ira has come to care about fantasy football. It just shows it draws you in. The Kaufmaniacs, Joe at JoeBucksFan.com, and Todd Wright Tour Hall of Famer Bengal Ralph are winless in the NFL Podcast League. 3 teams are undefeated. Rob Wright, defending champ, who beat me last week, and again this week, fleeced Bill Curry Ford GM Sean Sullivan for a wide receiver 1, just as he did late last year for his playoff push. Also, Papa Mike, give some credit. Also, the Papa John's team is basically co-owned by Mike and Chuck, who's always been a big supporter of mine. Chuck drafted well. And Dennis Phillips is off to an undefeated start, chief meteorologist of ABC Action News in Tampa. So 3 are 2-0, 3 are 0-2, which has 6 teams at 1-1, including myself, Sean at Bill Curry Ford, King Louie, Dave Worth, 2019 champ, Valerie Pendino, and our 2020 ass man from the foundation, being Mark Fitzpatrick. I guess I should give a quick note on the foundation, my personal league, now in year 7, playing for the Jimmy McGinty Trophy. Thank you for those of you who get the reference. I am 2-0 in that league. Bill Eisman, former podcast league champion, who flipped over to the foundation this year because of a conflict. He's also 2-0, and my Gotham City Rogues play his Minnesota State Screaming Eagles in the national game of the week in the foundation this week. Should be a good one. 0-2, my friend SD, who's been driving a UPS truck for 140 years, two-time ass man and one-time league champion, Countryside Country Club golf professional, Benjamin Hamm, is off to a 0-2 start and took a major beating behind the woodshed from me last week because of the performances of guys on my team named Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. All right, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Lot going on. Enjoy your fantasy football. Email me if you have some questions, want a second opinion. Remember, I don't pick your starters. You don't pick mine. I'm just there to give you a second opinion. Thanks for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters.